Hi, this is Evan. I studied for a semester in Tel Aviv, Israel, and my story is called Shifts' Final Hours. So during my abroad experience, I was put in a homestay situation for 3 days. And upon my arrival at my homestay, I was greeted at the door by an extremely old dog who had been rescued from dog fighting and was deaf in both ears and had its ears ripped off of it in its prior life. And so the family I was staying with did not speak really a lot of English. And later that evening, the kid who was hosting me took his dog and myself. We went for a walk outside, and we found a stray dog on our walk. And so he decided to take the leash off of his dog, Chips, and put it on the stray dog that we had found so that it wouldn't run away when he called the owner. And so in Israel, on all the street corners, on most of them, there are barrier walls for security purposes. And he told me to take his dog, Chips, around the corner and inside the apartment. And he told me, and he ensured me, that the dog would know exactly where to go. So I believed him and I took the dog around the corner and we started walking and he passes the entrance into the apartment complex and I freak out and I try and grab the dog's collar so it doesn't run too far away from me. And in doing so, I touched the ear of the dog and it freaked out and it bit me in the arm and it ran in the middle of the street. And right as that happens, a car going about 70 to 80 kilometers per hour hits the dog right in front of me, and the dog goes 50 feet down the street. The car drives away, and the kid who was hosting me, the owner, didn't see or hear it happen. So this was a shock to him when he comes around the corner with the dog that we had just picked up, and he sees me in the street holding his dog. And his dog Chips literally dies in my hands. And I'm freaking out in the street. I'm crying. It's the worst thing that could have possibly happened. And somebody eventually gets out of the car. I'm stopping traffic about 50 cars deep. And somebody gets out of the car and recognizes that I'm a foreigner. I'm an American. And she asks if she can help me out. She's an English teacher for high school, so I obviously accept her help, and she was the one who basically communicated to the family that I just met the situation, and that was pretty much the end of that story. The next morning, I wake up and I go into the brother and sister's room, and I ask if the dog is okay. They'd taken the dog to the vet after that, and they informed me that the dog did, in fact, pass away that night, and I had to spend the next 2.5 days with the family after that. So it was quite an experience, to say the least.
How long did they have the dog for?
The dog was like 16 years old, and I'm pretty sure they rescued it when it was like two. It had been like fought as like a puppy.
Did your experience change the next couple of days while you're at the homestay after this
So
happened?
I was extremely distraught myself, obviously. The family handled it way better than I could have imagined because I think that the language barrier actually made it like better because we didn't have to like talk about it or like we didn't really have to talk about anything. Like, so unfortunately it was just like a lot of quietness and but they never like blamed me for anything and they said like it could have happened to anybody. It was just like unfortunate that the dog just reacted the way that it did to me because the dog had no idea who I was.
Were they super emotional too?
Yeah, oh my God, yeah, they were really upset. But like I said, they never took it out on me in any way. So it was handled pretty well on their part, I think.
Are you still like in communication with the family? Are they friends with you?
So they did tell me that I was more than welcome to stay with them anytime I wanted to after that happened. Personally, I don't think I can ever make it back there. But I do actually, I'm friends with them on Facebook and like we see, I guess we see what each other's up to. They did get a new dog.
Oh.
They did get a new dog. They did get a new dog. And so I don't think I'll be taking it on any walks, but they did get a new dog, so hopefully everything works out from there.